Welcome back, Shiro.
Welcome to a special bonus episode of Real Stories, Journeys of Financial Wellness. I'm Chris DeLuzzima. Today, you'll get a sneak peek at some of our upcoming episodes. Enjoy. Our first episode will feature Katie. You'll hear how finding a compassionate ear gave her hope and how she eventually got an opportunity to bring that hope to others.
A sheer relief, almost crying excitement of somebody is going to help me. Somebody's going to take this off of my hands. And I get emotional thinking about it because it felt so good. And they didn't judge. Yeah. And they didn't say, you know, well, shame on you for getting here. It was, okay, so you're here. Let's do what we can to fix it.
You'll hear Katie talk about how she eventually wound up at GreenPath.
I started researching what the company actually did and went to the website and seeing them. And it brought back that exact phone call. I said, again, getting teary-eyed, but it brought back that phone call that I made in 2012. And that calm, helpful voice on the other end that was like, you know what? We're going to help you take care of this. We will help you. We are here to help you.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, if I could work for a company that's on that end of it, yes, absolutely. That's where I want to be, because I had been that person that was scared to make the phone call and so overwhelmed and didn't know what to do. And to be part of a team that can help people out of that hole like I was in, yeah, would feel really great.
You'll hear from Tammy. She and her husband paid off their credit card debt with GreenPath's support. Paying on their own wasn't working.
No matter what we were doing, we were drowning. Right. And we were struggling every month.
Of course, the idea of working with a financial expert also seems scary.
Really looking at our debt as a whole through GreenPath was a little bit frightening.
But something surprising happened when they first started getting support.
For us, it felt different. It felt like we weren't living a lie anymore, if that makes sense. Almost like the last couple years, we were just in such denial about the debt that first month we were able to communicate about our finances with each other and with GreenPath and just be real and just be our real authentic selves in complete credit card debt, but we were ready to fix that. After that first month of payments with GreenPath, it was so freeing to know that we had a plan and we had a financial future. We just had to get there.
You'll meet Matt and Kendall. Kendall had filed for bankruptcy after her medical debt started to pile up.
When I filed, it was all medical bills. And then it was when my son was born, special needs, I had perfect credit and I had never even paid a bill late. And then all these hospital bills start rolling in, like we're talking like $200,000. Well, I thought, well, I have to pay them right now. So we used credit to pay them. And now I know that's not something you should ever do. So then almost lost the house and filed bankruptcy. And then no one would even look your way in order to get any kind of credit.
Years later, they found themselves in a similar situation.
I remember pulling up at a gas station by my kids' school and stressing about making these minimum credit card payments. And I said, either we have to do that or we have to file bankruptcy again. And we were like, well, we know we didn't want to do that again. And so he started making the calls to GreenPath, and Right away, they started coming up with a plan for us to tackle this realistically instead of just trying to stay afloat.
With their money situation looking brighter, little things like opening the mail became a different experience.
We actually had a point in time where we did not want to get the mail because we knew there would be something bad in there, right? And it's true. Like, I dreaded going to the mailbox. And she's at home more than I am, you know, just because of our schedules. And she's like, I don't even want to go to the mailbox. And now we have...
We get money in the mail now.
Well, now we have our informed delivery through the postal service. So it shows you what you're going to get in the mail before it actually comes to your door. And so we'd see a green pass statement and we're like, sweet, I want to know how much got paid off and what's been taken care of. And it was actually rewarding to not get overdue bills or past due bills or collections and get a statement of like, these accounts have been paid
off. And we got checks from credit cards that were overpaid. Yeah. And I'm like, we need to frame this because you don't get that every day. And now it's like, there's no dread.
You'll hear from Angela and the roller coaster of being a property owner. For example, the interesting way that her and her husband first discovered their dream home.
We pull up to the house, which is like massive, and we're like, are you sure? And we go inside and it's filthy. It's so dirty, so gross, and stuck in the 90s, but it's huge.
Angela ended up incurring some debt after they discovered some structural issues.
It was shelling out almost $700 a month in credit card payments. And while yes, we can do it, that means that we can't do a whole lot of anything else. Like have a kid. So that was definitely keeping me up. It's just thinking like, okay, yes, we can keep up with our bills, but we really aren't able to put very much away. And it's preventing us from achieving goals. Like, we can't get a new car, we can't have a kid right now, we can't do any projects or renovations. Like, we're just existing.
She thought she'd be able to refinance their mortgage, but then found out that they'd been denied.
I was actually walking out of work when I took that phone call. And I got in my car and I went and ordered a pizza so I could eat my feelings and came home and just tried to like distract myself, really.
But her contact at the credit union was able to figure out another solution. And this time she got approved.
I was at a car dealership getting something done to my car and I cartwheeled right in the car bay. I was so happy.
You'll meet Dawn. As one of GreenPath's financial wellness experts, Dawn often talks to people who face difficult decisions. For example, if your mortgage becomes unaffordable, should you consider selling your home? Dawn knows firsthand what it's like to make this decision.
When I talk to a client that you kind of mentioned to them, you know, selling because you have a significant amount of equity, if they end up coming back and say, well, I just can't do that. I don't think I could. Then, of course, I share a little bit. I'm like, I understand what you're going through. I'm going through the same situation, you know, and yes, I actually am looking at putting my home on the market to sell, to minimize my expenses, and that's how I'm going to get through. So, you know, to try to give them, I think people can relate to you when they know that you actually have some sort of similarities. So it does give me a fact to be able to say, listen, I'm going through the same thing you are right now. So here's what I'm doing about it. Here's something that you can do about it. It's just all about making, you know, you have to make a choice of what you're willing to do.
We'll meet Annie, who shares about her desire to go back to college to earn her degree and the financial realities that are making that desire difficult.
I think paying for it is very hard to do. It is hard to do. I was like, even online, there was a class I wanted to take, but I'm like, $3,000 is a lot of money to take for this class. So I just couldn't do it. And I was like, and I don't want to finance anything or, you know, open whatever to pay for it and then pay monthly. I don't want to do that either. So I was like, no, I just can't do it.
Yet, Annie is still very optimistic about her future. And intention has a lot to do with that.
I am just glad I'm on this journey. I'm glad. I feel good about it. Very happy. Like, I don't feel deprived of anything or whatever. It just makes me feel good to be on this journey.
The intention is enough.
Yes. The intention is enough. Yes. When you have the intention, you're happier.
Yeah.
So then you don't mind spending whatever it is because you intended to do that. It's not just, I threw the money over here or I threw the money over there.
Yeah.
You know,
nothing
it's like
to regret.
I saved the money and I'm just going to get, you know, whatever it is. And I think that's the best way, is with intention.
We invite you to check out our website, www.greenpath.com/realstories. There you'll be able to find other episodes and learn more about the podcast. Thanks for joining us today.